Welcome to Podcast One. We hope you'll support our sponsors who bring you these podcasts absolutely free and with limited interruptions. And of course, we appreciate you listening to this show, which will get started in just a second.
The following is a presentation of Podcast One.
The big podcast check.
Here we go, the diesel. We knew we'd break it out here before long.
Rejected O'Neal!
Check.
You gotta love him.
It's a Shaq podcast. It's a Shaq cast. Welcome back. I'm Shaq.
Today, the big podcast with Shaq. It's our first ever summer Shaqtacular. We are all fun and games today. We will play Beat Kazam, kind of like Beat Shazam. Kincaids, oh no, they didn't. Oh yes, they did. We've got a round of Shootout. We've got a round of Shaq Word. And the giant cardboard cutout of Charles Barkley's head means it's finally time to play Chuck a Chicken Wing. Now, live from the Shaq Cave in Atlanta, Georgia, for the summer Shaqtacular, it's John Kincaid and the Big Diesel, the Hall. Hall of Famer, Shaquille O'Neal.
Are you all right, Rob? You really got your radio voice on today, woo! Baby.
Well, it's the Shaqtacular.
Man, that was a hell of a radio voice.
Took it out of me.
Man.
Love it.
Tell you what.
And that was the
music. One take?
That was the music when you won a car. If you got a car, when they'd bring you up and Bob Barker would say.
On the Price is Right.
Bob Barker would go, well, if you don't want that TV, that's, you may want the new car. That was the music. I know all the Price is Right musics by game, by everything.
Of course you do.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
We all know that John's head is full of that crap.
Yo, dilly, yo, dilly, yo.
I saw a show the other day that I know you won't remember the song. I'm going to be the one to crack you.
What's that? Depends on the age group.
It's in our age group, but I forgot the show. So I'm going to let you know.
Well, you're having a senior moment, but that's okay.
A senior moment.
You're going to need it today.
I T-voted. Well, John, first of all, you broke the streak because you had help.
It's the Maytag wash and dryer. Oh. It can do a family of fives wash in just 20 minutes. And from our friends at Zenith, a color TV. It's the beautiful 26-inch black and white color TV.
Yeah.
You must have been on punishment a lot.
He was. He really was.
I love Price is Right.
I like where he goes. John Kincaid.
This would be the one. This is when you're getting ready to they do. And it's a pair of recliners from our friends at Lazy Boy, a beautiful recliner. You can enjoy watching. These are all the songs.
All the crap that's stuck inside John's head.
I love that show.
All right, we've been talking about doing this show for a while.
The Shaqtacular.
The Shaqtacular. So,
let's do it.
Amongst everything we have going on, we got to take a break sometimes during the summer and just goof off and have fun. So
I'm going to Vegas and to Philly and other places.
Yeah, all these places.
Everybody's got vacations.
So we're doing a week of just fun and games here. I've got 5 games on the docket today.
Today?
Yes.
And I created 2 games.
Two of these are from John, and I have some other elements we're going to do in this show.
And so, Rob doubts my game. He knows Shaq Word works, but he doubts my game.
All right. Well, we're gonna put you guys to the test. Game number one.
And you.
And me.
Because you
I'll
also,
have some.
Because I want him to kick your ass too.
But in game number one, I'm going to put the two of you to the test.
All right,
Shaq wanted to play Beat Shazam a while back, so we're going to play Beat Kazam. Okay,
most films did at the box office.
All right,
let's just be sure about that.
So here's how Beat Kazam is going to work. I'm going to play you an intro of a song.
Okay,
you're going to get a point for the name of the song. A point for the artist.
Oh, geez.
Okay? All you got to do is come up with either the name or the artist. You can get 2 points or 1 point if you can't come up with either. Okay?
All right.
So, if you are unable to identify your song, the other person can steal it.
Okay? This is good. Phone's got to be turned upside down.
For John Kincaid...
Because he'll have Kazam.
For John Kincaid, we have classic rap songs.
Oh, okay.
For Shaquille O'Neal, we have white guy classics.
Okay, I'm thinking...
Okay?
All right, that's good.
So, John, I'm going to play the intro of a song for you.
All right.
And then you have to give me the name or the artist or both. We'll see how you do. Okay?
Flip that screen. All right, there we go.
Okay, ready?
Okay, here
ready
we go. I'm ready.
Here's John's first song.
Are you going to play the whole thing for
him? No. You get about 10 to 12 seconds.
Okay.
All right, no lyrics, just the intro.
That was
John.
A little easy.
Okay.
That was a little easy.
Okay.
That was Jazzy Jeff, and that was, from his album, I Grew Up in West Philly. I have no freaking idea.
Shaquille O'Neal, would you like to steal the point?
Gin and Juice, Snoop Dogg.
I got one point for Snoop, but that's the classic Ain't Nothing But a G Thing, Dre and Snoop.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. Alright, well, I got 1 point. Yeah.
Alright, so that's a point for...
I got 1 point.
Well, you only got Shaquille one. That's a good one for me.
I got 1 point.
That's good.
Shaquille O'Neal, here's your first white guy classic.
Watching you, but hauling notes.
Okay, I'm gonna give him a point for hauling notes.
Can I steal
private
the?
Eye, private
can
I steal eye.
It? He's private eye.
You didn't say that. He didn't answer.
I was just singing a song. You private eye. I know.
You get a minute. You don't have to get it in one shot.
Yes.
You get multiple guesses if you want.
Oh, geez.
You get multiple guesses if you want.
Okay, private eye.
I'm not. I'm making you money.
I knew the name of the song.
Private Eyes, Hall & Oates.
There we go.
I'm not a one and done. You get a chance to guess a couple things. All right.
So, tell you, you big jerk.
All right. So John Kincaid.
All right.
Your next classic rap song.
As we go a little something like this. Hit it.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Yep. You know what? Oh no, look at him freeze.
I'm frozen. It is, first of all, the age difference here is probably.
That is,
oh,
I'm going to
put that as
classic.
I'm going to put Beastie Boys. Life in the Ghetto.
No.
No, it's not the answer.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Slick Rick, Dougie Fresh in the show. That should be 2 points.
That's going to be 1 point.
That's one point.
Slick Rick, Dougie Fresh.
You know what? Yo, peep this.
Oh, Lottie Dottie.
We don't cause trouble. Yeah, we don't bother nobody. We're right. Just summon.
Yeah. All right, I'm apologizing in advance to Bleacher Report for this one.
Wow.
And to our friends at Podcast One.
All right. Shaquille O'Neal, your next white guy classic in Beat Kazam.
Got it.
Rick Astley, love you forever.
Damn, so close. Get a point for Rick Astley.
He gets a point for it. Do I get to do the other, though?
Yeah, go ahead.
Is together forever and ever.
Same thing.
Together forever, me too. You split that one.
You didn't get that one. That was close, though.
You did all right. No, you're pretty
good
close.
For you. You pulled that one close, though.
You did. You almost
had it. It's a good game. All right.
By the way, you're good with Rick Astley.
Yeah, Rick Astley was a strong call. I
thought you had no chance on that.
All right.
I know you like the white boy classics.
Yeah. I know the melodies, but I never knew. I knew it.
Yeah, but you knew Rick Astley. Rick Astley's a little obscure.
It is very.
He's probably booked for next week's podcast.
This is true.
Let's see what we can get. Let's see what we can get.
All right, John Kincaid.
All right.
Your third classic rap song in Beat Kazam. absolute classic.
Okay, that was Gary Coleman.
Oh man,
in Different Strokes.
No.
Wow.
Rock the Bells, LL Cool J.
2 points.
Wait a minute, it was LL Cool J.
Yes.
That's one of the rappers I actually know.
I know. That's why I threw it in there.
Man, I should have just said that.
Honestly, I've thrown you some real softballs in the rap category.
Not
I really have.
Okay,
he said the name of the song in the hook, Rock the Bells.
Okay, folks. Folks, there is no such thing as a softball for me in a rap category.
Okay.
Let's put it this way.
Shaquille O'Neal, your next white guy classic. Oh, yeah. Turn those lights down low. Light a candle.
When a man loves a woman.
Yeah!
Who
sings it?
I do not know who sings it either.
My heart is breaking for Michael Bolton.
Oh, I knew that.
Wow, I drew a blank.
He hit it, though, man. He got
did.
It right
you knew
in.
Exactly
that
one.
Yeah, that's a great song, too. I apologize to Michael Bolton.
Yeah, I get a point.
He one gets point a point. For Shaquille O'Neal.
I apologize to Michael Bolton.
It's
8-1. It's 8-1.
How is that? I thought you were going to crush this, because I didn't think he'd get
I'm
all
awful
these.
On this.
All right. Your next song, okay.
Yes.
Again, a true softball.
True classic.
A true softball right, in rap classics. A true softball.
That's the...
Lord in Heaven.
Beastie Boys. God. School's Out for the
no.
Summer. See, nothing.
Will Smith.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air theme song.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
It's
no.
not? It's... Oh, no, girl, Parents Just Don't Understand.
There it is.
Yeah.
Okay, let me just suggest
Parents Just Don't Understand, yeah.
Okay, this was not
understand.
One of the songs that you know, played as well.
Okay.
It's like Summertime plays very well in the white community.
No, this
it's one of the most
hit.
Popular.
This song was a hit.
It was a hit. That was a hit. That was his first hit. That was his first hit. That was his first song.
All right. Your next song, Shaquille O'Neal, in White Guy Classics, in Beat Kazam, our first game of the Shaqtacular.
Bon Jovi?
No.
No. Hold on.
No.
All right, he's waving it off. John Kincaid?
Wise men say...
Give me the name of the song and the artist.
Only fools rush. I can't help falling in love with you.
Who
my
sings it?
My wedding song. I do not know who sings that.
Oh, this is your wedding song?
I but Elvis. Elvis was my
okay,
wedding song.
Okay, so this is the...
That's a great song.
UB40.
UB40.
Oh, who also does Red Red Wine, which is,
they
I thought,
red,
I
yeah. for sure. One of your favorites. Sing.
Falling in love.
Oh yeah, I remember
with you.
All right,
that is my wedding song.
All right, John Kincaid.
Happy 15th anniversary to my bride.
Yeah, there you go. All right, John Kincaid's last one.
All right, this is my last one. I've been killing this
in rap. Yeah, you've been dying.
Yeah, this has been killing
in rap. Okay,
yes.
This plays on your show.
Okay,
regularly.
Okay. I know the song.
Let me talk.
I know the song.
Let me talk. Let it rain. Let me talk. Come on.
I got those apple bottom jeans. But it is Future. No, it's not Future. It's not Past either.
Look at him.
I do not know the performer.
You're hanging it up.
I'm drawing a blank, but I got the song.
What state is Orlando in?
Florida.
Flo Rida. Yep. No. Flo Rida and...
And you know when...
Apple Bottom Jeans.
Yeah, Apple Bottom Jeans.
No, oh, no, it's Low.
Yes, they
and the girls dance to it.
Hoyt bumps back with this on your show, I mean, probably once a week.
And if it says,
what's the score, beat up?
Oh, I'm getting crushed.
It's destruction. It's like 11-3 or something. It's terrible.
And if it says Flo Rida,
all right, well,
it's all Rida.
For the sake of it, here's the last White Guy Classic.
This is definitely Bon Jovi.
Yes, it is.
Tommy was a friend of mine.
No. Sort of, but... What's the song? Do you know it?
Oh, we're halfway there.
Living on a prayer.
Take my hand. And we'll make it last a day. Look at the Jersey guy going up to there.
You know what? I actually DJed a party for the General in the Bahamas. 4,000 people.
Oh, my
I hit
gosh.
About 30 white guy classes that were going crazy. Banging.
The General's very, old school white guy, too.
When you drive into the state of New Jersey,
they play that.
They issue you a copy of Slippery When Wet by Bon Jovi and Born in the USA by Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah. Oh, whoa,
and they're
whoa.
Just keep these in your car, sir. Just so you have them.
Born in the USA. Did you say Springsteen, Born in the USA?
Yeah.
Of all the Springsteen albums,
that was the one that was big when I was a kid. That's the first one I thought of.
That is a nice
but
jam.
But Slippery
John.
When
just,
Wet by just, Bon Jovi
just,
is one of the best
just
albums
just makes
ever.
You feel so patriotic.
Shaq did well there. Shaq
you
did very well there.
I got crushed in that, John.
But will Shaq continue to win in our second game today.
Okay, so the second game
is against it's Shaq versus Rob.
Okay,
in this one.
Okay, so this is called what is this called, John? This
it's
is
called
your jam.
No, they didn't, but yes, they did.
Okay,
okay. I'm going to compare television stars that you know from your youth, both of you, right in your age group.
Okay,
from television shows, and I'm going to say to you. Off screen, they did things in their lives. Which stars didn't?
Okay.
Okay, so you're going to have to tell me. These are the real, not the characters. This is what the actors or the actresses portray.
Okay, so it could be personal endeavors,
yes, it's anything like
crimes,
that.
Anything like that.
Get ready to keep score on this one, B-Dog. So play along with us here. Okay, Shaquille and Rob, back at the Batcave, one of the Caped Crusaders in real life was married three times. But the other was married four times. Who swung on the bat ropes down the aisle four times? Was it Batman or was it Robin from the classic TV series?
So you're talking Adam West.
Or Burt Ward.
Or Burt Ward.
One of them was married three times. One of them was married four.
Burt Ward was married four times.
I'm going to say Adam West. Adam West was married four times. Rest in peace, Adam West.
Point goes to the boy wonder.
Oh, Shaq
got it right.
O'Neal.
Married four times. Married Robin the boy wonder married four times.
Burt Ward married four times. Wow.
Burt Ward married four times, and he is still alive, and he's welcome to join us on the podcast Between Divorces, if he wishes, anytime. We would love to have him on.
Just
okay, Shaq's up 1-0 here.
Okay.
All right, so let's go over to the Brady house. Someone is blaring the Grateful Dead from their room. One of the youngest children, Cindy or Bobby, has attended over 100 live Grateful Dead shows. Was it Bobby or was it Cindy?
Cindy.
Wow, okay.
Susan Olsen or Mike Lookinland?
My thought was Bobby. My thought was Bobby right out of the gate.
Here's the story of a boy named Bobby.
Hey!
Over 100 Grateful Dead shows live. So we know that Bobby likes pot, is what we're just guessing.
That's what we've learned.
I don't know about Mike Lookinland, but Bobby definitely was hitting the bottom.
Sure, of course.
Let's guess there. So we're tied at one.
Okay.
All right, let's go to the Chicago Projects. One of the Evans kids of Good Times fame became quite a prolific writer, authoring 6 books. Was Thelma smarter than she looked, or was Michael as bright as he seemed? Michael Evans or Thelma Evans? One of them went on to write 6 books. An accomplished author, like actually sold the books, didn't just write them. Accomplished author. Michael or Thelma?
I'm going to go with Thelma.
Yeah, I was thinking Thelma too.
You're both going Thelma.
Yeah.
Thelma was smarter than she looked.
There it is.
A 6-time author. And by the way, Thelma's welcome on the podcast.
No,
anytime.
She's still hot. I saw her one day. Later.
And you know what? I
and
think
what's
she's,
her name in real life?
I can't think of her name right now.
Okay.
But she is, I think she's 63, and she looks great.
Well, Good Time was
Shaq,
in the
she looks
70s.
Great.
I mean,
she looks great.
Yes, no, she does.
She doesn't look like Bookman. She looks great.
She doesn't look like Bookman.
She doesn't look like Bookman. All right, 2-2. All right, here we go. Now we'll go to the...
2-2, 2-1.
It's 2-2. You both got that one right. You both got that one right.
But I'm still up one.
No, he got the other one right. He got Mike, Bobby and Cindy.
I
scored. You scored.
And then
you scored. You scored. So it's 3-2.
No. You got the first game.
You got the first one.
You got...
I scored. You scored.
And then we both got the third
And then you both got the next one, so it's 2-2.
Okay.
All right, let's go.
Thank God they didn't let him keep scoring the NBA.
All right, let's go.
Every game would have been like Lakers won. What are you talking about?
Shaq won. We won.
Lakers
won. Dr. Huxtable.
Oh, boy.
Had some crazy daughters. And they weren't even drugged. Denise and Vanessa both gave their parents gray hair for different reasons. But only one of them is a vegetarian.
Oh.
Is Denise Huxtable or Vanessa Huxtable the lifelong now vegetarian going on 2 decades?
I think Vanessa is Zoe Kravitz. I'm going to have to go with that one.
Vanessa's
the younger one.
All right, I'm going to say Denise.
Vanessa!
Oh, damn it.
And yes, Zoe
Kravitz.
Yes. Miss Kravitz. So Shaq gets the point. Beautiful.
I don't know. Not that I'm looking.
I have not seen it. That's just saying.
Yeah.
I have not seen it. Shaq's leading this one. Okay. Rob, I thought you'd be better on this one. All right, here we go.
Honestly, this none of these shows were my wheelhouse, man.
Okay, how about this? The Keatons.
Is that MASH in the background?
That's Law and Order.
Okay, I'm
the
say,
Keatons
I hate MASH.
Had a great marriage on Family Ties.
Okay, I know this one.
In fact, both daughters in real life have had long, successful marriages. By the way, I'm pointing out, Michael J. Fox, 29 years married to Tracy Pollan.
Wow.
Both of the girls of the Keaton family.
So Justine Bateman.
Justine Bateman.
And the other girl's name was
Jennifer.
Jennifer.
That was the,
I don't know.
The daughter.
Okay.
Who has been married longer? Mallory or Jennifer? All three kids in the show, except for that crazy Brian Bonsall, who came along at the end, who's like a total crazy man. Okay. He's been in and out of jail and rehab and all this stuff.
Jennifer. Because obviously I don't watch
you. He's saying Jennifer, because it's a white guy
so
show.
So it's Valerie, right?
That's Jennifer.
No, I know, but the other...
Mallory Justine
Bateman.
Mallory
was her name. Mallory.
Who's
been married longer?
Yeah, I'm going to say Justine Bateman. I'm going to say Mallory.
And Rob Jenners wins.
Yeah,
he gets
so that's
the
a tie.
Point. So now you're
We're tied.
We're two
How
to go.
Many are two to go?
Two to go.
Okay.
All right, here we go. At the Junkyard... Shaq, I've given you some of the black sitcoms, too. I've tried to be really good with this.
Yeah,
at the Junkyard,
that's nice.
Sanford
Lamont and Rollo loved messing with Fred Sanford. But only one of those guys went on to become a pastor for their career.
Lamont.
Rollo or Lamont?
I'm going to say Rollo. I need to get ahead here, if I can.
Well, you're not getting ahead on that.
Oh,
Lamont.
Damn it.
Became a pastor. He had a.
You beat Demi.
By the way, in L.A., did you ever run upon him?
Yeah.
Very good there. Okay, that's good then. So, Shaq, another one. Can he even win this? Does Rob still have a chance here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We could tie.
Okay. I have a tiebreaker answer.
Okay.
The Munsters and the Addams Family both had hot mothers.
Man, your references are dated.
Get out of here.
Holy cow. We are Brady Bunch and Munsters and...
The Munsters and the Addams Family both had hot mothers.
Back on the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Off screen, only one of them had affairs with Howard Hughes and actor Robert Stack.
Okay.
Was it Lily Munster or Morticia Addams that was reportedly getting busy with Howard Hughes, the most reclusive man in the world, and Robert Stack of Unsolved Mysteries?
Morticia Addams.
All right, well, I got to try and tie this game, so let's say Lillian Munster.
Lily Munster, yes.
Oh,
All right, we have a tiebreaker that you get right here. Okay, you got to be able to get this one right. Is which character documented on the Brady Bunch lost their virginity first? Of all the kids, you have to name the kid. Greg, Peter, Bobby, Marsha, Jan, Cindy.
I'm going to say Peter Brady.
That's what I was going to say.
Oh, were you really? I just pulled that
one
out.
Well, you can't say...
Hey, no. And so did Peter.
Remember the names again?
Greg is the oldest.
Greg, Peter Bobby.
Marsha, Jan, Cindy.
Bobby.
I say the win goes to Rob Jenners because it was Greg. The oldest son.
Oh, he said Peter
was the second. You said Bobby. He's closer in age.
No.
He's closer in age.
That's not how you do it. One more tiebreaker question.
Okay.
Come on. That was terrible.
Okay,
come on.
That's not
definitive.
That's
not as bad.
Yeah,
you got a definitive winner.
Oh, you were closer.
Okay. Well,
you were closer to the finish line of the marathon, so you win. No, you got to run through the tape, John.
Technically, you lost.
Okay. Okay. This is. We'll give this one to you here.
Okay.
Is who is the avowed bachelor? David Muir of ABC News or Anderson Cooper of CNN? Remember that a bachelor doesn't mean that it's a man and a woman.
Yeah, I know.
Cooper.
All right, Muir.
David Muir is the winner, and Rob Jenners pulls up a victory late.
You set me up.
I didn't say
that. Yeah, you did. You was like,
white guy.
No, but you was like, Anderson Cooper doesn't mean you're dating a man or a woman. Yeah, you see.
I just wanted to be politically correct.
He gave you the nudge.
I didn't want another conference call.
He gave you the nudge.
I didn't want any conference calls. Hey, okay. Rob wins one. Shaq wins one. We'll continue with the Shaqtacular coming up. But things have been getting crazy on Alone on History. Back for its fourth season. And there's no way I could do this at all. All alone, against the elements, all by myself, no way. It's a great show. You got to check it out. Thursday nights on History, because this season has a crazy new twist.
They dropped 10 hardcore survivalists into the wilderness, but this time they're competing as five teams. And in order to win the game, they must mobilize, find each other, and survive on an island together longer than others. The prize? $500,000.
Let's just say there is a very different kind of survival show out there and alone. Participants truly alone. They don't even have camera crews. They film themselves, and they're facing extremely dangerous situations, like finding their own food and even fending off predators.
Yes.
John, you're right. You'd never survive.
No,
not enough hair gel. You got to check out Alone on History Thursday night at 10 Eastern, 9 Central, only on History.
Who would you take with you on History or on Alone? If they're going to drop you in the wilderness and you have to survive for like a month, and you get to pick somebody to go with you, who do you bring?
Michelle Stafford from General Hospital.
No, you have to survive in
the wilderness. Survive all right.
You know what?
I survive.
Yes. I'm making an executive order, Rob. Strike that from the tape.
I survive.
We're putting that in the weight file. Yeah, strike that from the tape. Hell no.
No.
What are you dealing with, Jimmy, from General Hospital, boy?
No.
I hope you like that
Christina
couch.
Is not going to complain about that.
Okay.
She'd laugh.
Okay.
She has my wife has a great sense of humor.
All right. Who do you take, Shaq? Who do you bring with you? You got to survive. You don't even. Okay. I wasn't meant to be. Who do you want to bang in the water?
I didn't say that.
The question.
We didn't say that.
Who do you want to survive with
Listen,
you?
All right. If I'm going to be alone with somebody, they're going to be a dude. Just letting you know right now. Okay? Ain't gonna be no dude.
That rules out Anderson Cooper.
I don't feel like looking at you and any predator we can fight off, I can fight off by
David
my damn
Muir,
self.
David Muir and Anderson Cooper are off the board then. They're off the board.
Any predator I can fight, I'll do it my damn self, he says. All right, well, let's go to. We're gonna go to shootout here.
All right, shootout.
And then we'll take a quick break. And come back with more of the Shaqtacular. All right, so Shootout is a game we've played on the
Shaqcast
many times.
Okay.
I'm going to give you guys a topic. You have to go back and forth until one of you is unable to provide an answer.
Okay.
Okay? So the Shootout is a best of five. I'll give you five topics. They will be somewhat related to something we've done on the show recently. Okay?
Got it.
So Shootout topic number one. Despite his recent firing in New York, Shaq holds true to his belief that Phil Jackson is a damn genius. The man's a genius. So the shootout is players who have won multiple championships under Phil Jackson. Shaquille O'Neal.
Kobe.
Yes.
Shaq.
Yes.
Jordan.
Yes.
Robert Horry.
Yes.
Fox.
Yes.
Kerr.
Yes.
Cartwright.
Yes.
Fox.
Shaq already said
oh,
that.
Oh, you bugger.
You lose.
Yeah, you're
you
out.
That
Sorry,
is, you
man.
Lose. You
yeah.
lose with that.
You got to repeat. Yeah, you missed
Pippen.
Scotty.
Oh, man.
No one said Scotty. Let me see here.
Well, I didn't want to say Scotty because Shaq is very sensitive.
Derek Fisher.
Big Shot Bob, Will Purdue, man. John Paxton,
and I don't
Brian
know if
Shaw,
we could use Derek Fisher right now.
Tony Kukoc. Well, he would have saved you here.
Yeah,
he would have saved
know.
You here. All right, 1-0 Shaquille O'Neal.
Hey, whatever you do, don't flip Derek off.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah!
I could have used Derek to
That's
bail
perfect.
Me. Derek could have bailed me out there.
All right, very good.
There we
very
go.
Very good. All right, next question.
D-Dog, there's a D-U in your eye.
There you go.
Wow.
There we go.
Oh, man. All right, moving on abruptly.
Abruptly.
Shaq likes to shower with bar soap.
Yes, which is ridiculous.
We learned on a recent podcast. So here's the shootout. According to Statistica, the 10 most popular brands of bar soaps.
Ebony and Ivory.
Ivory, yep.
Irish Spring.
Could you dial the peace parlor for me?
Very good, dial.
I'm trying to bring peace like a dove.
Dove is on there. Good
you're
job.
Not fully clean unless you're zestfully clean.
I would say Palmolive.
No, not in the top 10, no.
Wow.
Top 10 was Dove, Irish Springs, Dial, Zest, Ivory, Olay.
Olay.
Lever 2000.
Lever.
Oh, yeah, Lever.
Caress, because okay, you guys weren't thinking
caress.
About women.
Lever 2000 is like 20 bars for a dollar at the dollar store.
Which is why it's the most popular.
Yeah. It's at the dollar store.
And Coast. No one said Coast.
Oh, I used to like Coast when I used bar soap.
So there you go. So
then I got a job.
All right. So Shaq's got two here. All right. Shootout question number three. Shaquille O'Neal is always bummed he doesn't have more Twitter followers. Meanwhile, I can't even get a blue check. So the shootout is the top 10 Twitter accounts based on followers. Who are the top 10 people with the most followers on Twitter today? Shaquille O'Neal?
You be all right. Oh, Beyonce.
On the list. Beyonce with... no, Kim Kardashian.
What?
Not in the top 10.
Oh,
no.
My gosh.
Katy Perry.
Katy Perry,
Obama,
100 million. Obama's up there.
Selena Gomez.
Ellen, Rihanna, Taylor Swift.
Oh, my gosh.
By the way, YouTube, 69 million Twitter followers, and Twitter itself has 61. Kim Kardashian only has like 40-something.
Who's following Twitter?
What do I got?
You have, I think, like 11
or 12. You're not even there. Then.
You're not even in like the top 50, man.
You're not even in
not
the mix.
Not even like the top 50.
Not in the mix.
All right.
And,
so
I'm the one out signing autographs.
And you've got a blue check.
It's 3-0 to Shaq. Shaq's
you got a blue check.
Shaq's going to win this game.
Oh, my gosh.
But we're gonna
let's play.
We're going to round it out here.
You know what I'm going to start doing?
What's up?
Start showing my ass. See if I can get my followers.
No, but on Twitter?
Yeah. Guess what?
Just
I'm
to
not
get more followers?
Yeah. Unfollow.
Did you guys see
I'm
Shaq
seeing a
took
picture
his
of his
ass
out on Twitter.
All right,
here we go.
Shaq Stradamus predicted that his Cowboys would win the Super Bowl next season. They haven't won one since 96, but they have won 5 overall Super Bowls. So the shootout question is, besides the Cowboys, NFL teams who've won more than one Super Bowl.
More than one.
Shaquille O'Neal.
49ers.
Steelers.
Have won 6. Niners won 5.
What's the question again?
More than one Super Bowl.
Giants.
Good job.
Redskins.
Giants have won 4.
Redskins.
Redskins have won 3.
Now we're getting tight. San Diego.
Never won.
Sorry, yeah, no, San
never
Diego's
won
never won
one.
You guys missed. Yeah.
Oh, Patriots.
You predicted
gee,
the Patriots to win the Super Bowl. Patriots have won 5. Green Bay Packers have won 4.
That's worse than me and Red Sox.
Baltimore Ravens have won a couple. Broncos won 3.
Still haven't found that white suit.
And the Miami Dolphins have won 2.
Beautiful.
So there you go.
There you go.
Back in the 70s. All right, last question. We know that Shaq is the king of Orlando, and he does not wait in line like the rest of us do. According to Disney, the 12 rides with the longest lines at Disney World.
Oh, this is easy.
Not attractions.
Longest rides.
Rides.
Longest.
Rides
the longest
with the longest
ride.
Lines.
Okay, long lines to get in.
Mickey Mouse.
What are you talking about? He's not even a ride. Who's riding Mickey?
Let me try to
say Disney, right?
I said rides. The 12 most popular rides
at Disney.
Mickey Mouse is
Mickey
not
ride.
A ride.
No.
There's no Mickey ride.
Space Mountain.
Unless you count Minnie.
Space Mountain.
Space Mountain is on the list, yes.
Big Thunder Mountain
is on the list.
The Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
That's on the list.
Oh, Seven Dwarfs got a train, but Mickey don't. Mickey built Disney. Some bullshit. Disney.
Yeah!
Disney. Mickey built Disney. He ain't got a ride. That's some BS.
Oh. Well, Shaq's going to win the game.
And the
3-2. John would have ran that. Soarin', by the way. Test Track.
Yep.
The Safari ride at Animal Kingdom.
Big ride.
Tower of Terror.
There we go.
Rock and Roller Coaster. Peter Pan, by the way. Still, Peter Pan, you got to wait a friggin' hour to get on Peter Pan. That ride lasts
Mickey
like 30 seconds.
Mickey don't have a ride at his own.
At his own house, man.
Hey, have you heard? Podcast One has a whole bunch of awesome new shows filled with big names that are waiting for you on our brand new, amazing app. This one's a game changer. There's Norman Lear talking to Amy Poehler, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and Charles Barkley. Geffen Playhouse Unscripted with Bryan Cranston, Josh Gad, and soon, Neil Patrick Harris.
Nice.
OC Real Housewife, Heather Dubrow's World. Lady Gang's Three Mimosa Podcast with Leah Michelle, Nellie Furtado, Elle King, and more. Plus, every episode of The Adam Carolla Show, Dan Patrick, and Rich Eisen. And if you like what happens in the ring, we've got Steve Austin, Chris Jericho, Chael Sonnen, and a whole bunch more. So download our one-of-a-kind new app and see for yourself. Go to the App Store, Google Play, or download it now at podcast1.com.
Hey, you know what true power is? No, it's not posterizing a point guard or even winning a title. It's having information that you shouldn't. And that's what our friends at True Car provide each and every day. Upfront car prices, so you've got the ultimate power when you walk into a True Car dealer to buy a new or a used car.
You can get upfront pricing information, discounts off the list price for used cars, and just a better buying experience from the True Car Network. You'll even see what other people pay for the car you want, so you're confident you're getting a fair price.
And with TrueCar, you can connect with a local certified dealer of your choosing and enjoy a quick, easy buying experience. TrueCar shows their customers all the available incentives before they even arrive at the dealership. And there's over 3 million cars that have been sold to TrueCar users by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network. And there's over 13,000 TrueCar Certified Dealers nationwide.
So when you're ready to buy a new or used car, visit TrueCar to enjoy a more confident car buying experience.
Some features are not available in all states.
Everything needs to be fine.
All right, now we move to Shaq Word, and I think that Rob Jenners forgets how we play Shaq Word.
I do, too.
Okay.
No, I remember, but I don't have the words.
You don't have the words because you're playing against Shaq. You're playing against him.
Well, last time we went back and forth.
No, I give a clue. It starts with you. I give a clue. You try to answer it. If you don't get the word right, then I go to Shaq.
I forgot how
to
play.
So you have to be thinking. You forget about the word. Yeah. You have to think of the clues that I give. So if you don't get it on the first
make
one,
sure you give some
remember
good
they build
clues.
Up. I'll be giving great clues.
Okay.
All right. I played this, by the way, with my eighth grade daughter last
night. Who's way smarter than all of us.
Yeah, she's a genius.
She only took three words to get any of them.
Yeah, well, no, again, she's way smarter than all of us, though.
All right, here we go. All right. Some of them she got on one word. Shaquille O'Neal, we'll start with you. And I'm allowed to use hand gestures or whatever. Warning.
Psycho.
We know how to get rid of them.
Yeah.
You told me that earlier. Beware.
Caution?
Caution!
Do not enter. John, you're scared of this.
Yeah, I know.
I'm trying to find
a
word.
You look like you're trying to take a dump.
I'm trying to think of something.
He's straight away. We played this.
Treacherous!
Warning. Treacherous. Disaster?
Tornado.
Oh, my God. But B-Dog, any of these clues?
Because
I've shown you the
last
word.
Time, by the
I
way.
I showed you this
We both
word.
Gave him clues until he was able to
you
get it.
You did better. No.
Yes,
you
didn't. It is.
No,
we didn't.
No, you didn't. No, it was against each other because it's a game against each other. I'm trying to think of a word. You have a word for that. You could try it.
Scary.
Scary.
Ghost.
Okay, let me see if Billy knows these words.
Halloween.
Let's turn it on Billy. Billy. Beware.
He was here for the clues. You don't have to restate him.
Yeah, but I'm thinking if he knows in his head. Billy, would you take a guess at a word? Because we're going to throw this one out.
These are crap clues.
Beware.
Yes, they are crap. Crapclues.com.
All right, the word is danger.
Oh, come on.
Well, what would you have used for danger? What would you
word?
See, I'm
I would have
you.
Thought about it.
All right.
I would have had something prepared.
Rob, you get
my
the first
game.
One.
My games are prepared.
I have this is very prepared, but you guys are just imbeciles.
All right,
here we go.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
What's the next word?
Airport.
Airplane.
Terminal.
You got the word right without even guessing. You didn't even need a second clue.
Damn.
Now good you got that you. One easy. Shaq's up 1-0.
All right,
now we go to Shaq because this is his word. Bullseye.
Target.
Got it right. Damn, he's 2-0. That was very good. All right, here we go.
All right.
Rob? Exercise.
A gym.
Treadmill.
Cardio.
Got it.
Cardio.
Got that
oh, come on.
Man, he
man.
Got it. He
come
got it.
Come on.
All right, Rob.
Damn it.
All right, Rob. Tent.
Camping.
Yes!
All right,
you got one.
I get one.
All right, check. Storage.
U-Haul.
Not a bad guess. Wooden.
Shed?
Doors.
Barn.
office.
Garage?
Stores, wooden doors.
You said stores or storage?
Storage, I said to you before.
Storage?
Okay. Storage, wooden doors. Liquor.
Okay, I got it now.
He knows the word.
You went a long road for this.
Alcohol store.
Nope. Rob?
Store?
No!
What do you mean?
B-Dog.
He doesn't know either.
Plates. He says, I think this sucks.
Oh, okay.
Parties in the USA?
No.
Cabinet?
Yes! Yeah. Rob dug that one out of his behind.
Who has a liquor cabinet still?
We have a liquor cabinet.
You have a liquor cabinet?
Yeah, liquor cabinet.
Really?
With a door, liquor cabinet, and it's got a lock on it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, liquor cabinet.
I just leave mine out for everyone to drink.
No, you don't do that. All right.
If you want what's the score? You know where it is. It is
3-2.
Okay, we could have a tiebreaker on this one. All right, Rob.
What happened? You okay?
No, he's all right.
Yeah.
Rob.
Oh, okay.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Hustler.
Magazine.
Playboy.
Your used magazine. Porn industry.
Flint.
I can think of like pornography, but.
You're on the right trail. Magazine. Oh my gosh. Billy knows
well,
it.
Right? Hold on. It doesn't count. One of us has got to get it.
Hold on. Playboy Hustler. You name
Playboy Flint. Hustler.
You named the porn kings of
pornography, yeah. Magazine. And I said Flint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know who Larry Flint is.
Obviously, you don't.
Hustler.
There's another. I'm trying to say, you've named every single one, but.
Oh. Penthouse.
Yes! All right, Penthouse.
Penthouse.
Last word.
Come on.
Okay, last word.
John, you should have said condo, the top.
No, you can't do that. Condo, top. Okay.
Oh, you got to say condo.
Okay, here we go.
Or suite.
Yeah. Here we go.
This tiebreaker?
Yes, yeah. This is tiebreaker. You get first shot. Check. Okay, ready? Let me think of the exact word I want to use. I want to make sure I do this the right way
here. Yeah, exactly.
Bills.
Money. Oh, I got it.
Bank account?
Folding.
Bank teller.
Bills, money, folding.
Cash.
Yes!
Yeah.
Jenner's wins!
Yeah.
Oh, Jenner's wins!
Cash was you made the final
a comeback.
Word. Yeah.
You made a comeback.
Yeah, well, I mean, some of that, though. Yeah, the first.
What? Some of that? I can't.
What was the first
Olivia
word?
Olivia did not. Olivia got every
she's
one of those in three words.
Than we are.
Yeah, she's smart. Yeah. That don't
man,
count.
You guys are just.
What was the first word?
I can't remember the first word. I knocked
first
it off.
First word was crap.
Was it a terminal? I don't know. It was danger.
Danger.
Warning.
The terminal was the easiest one.
What?
Airport.
Airport was,
was
you got that
cake.
Easy.
Yeah,
but
right.
He said airplane, which is a good one.
All right.
That's
well,
a good answer for that one.
So something happened on between Shaquille O'Neal
okay.
and Charles Barkley during the Eastern Conference Finals.
All right, what happened?
This is what happened.
Chuck, you have no idea what we're talking about.
It's a real must win for Boston.
Because you've only been to the finals once. So you don't know
I wasn't riding on Dwayne Wade's and Kobe's coattails.
Doesn't matter, Chuck. I got the same thing you got, and I passed you up 10 years
just
ago.
Letting you know.
Anyway,
if I had been riding on Kobe's coattails, Dwayne Wade's, and Alonzo Mourning's, too. I forgot about him.
Must win for those guys. Everybody
and Rick
knows you're a bum. People question why you're in the Hall
Fisher.
Of Fame anyway, bum.
I would say this, Shaq.
No, it's about
why did that get so personal when we're talking about game time?
No, because Chuck always interrupt me. Don't interrupt me, Chuck. I'm going to punch you right in your face.
Yeah,
I'm telling you.
What,
okay.
We're going to be moving some furniture.
Okay,
I'm going to throw one of these chicken wings at your fat ass.
Okay.
The iconic fight now between Shaq and Chuck. And I
that,
love
by the
Ernie.
Way, blew up sports radio for like a week.
Everywhere.
And I'm just saying to people, are you idiots?
My favorite thing in the world is in the middle of this, Ernie, why'd that get so personal?
Well, why did it get so personal?
Out of nowhere. So what we've now done on this show is this drop forever and ever.
Well, throw one of these chicken wings at your fat ass.
Okay, so we said a while ago when Shaq was back in studio.
Okay.
We were going to play Chuck a Chicken Wing. So I'm going to let you guys pick how this game's going to unfold, okay?
All right.
If you look to your collective left, there's a giant poster-sized cutout of Charles Barkley with a giant hole in his mouth where his giant pie hole would go.
Right.
So our friends at Taco Mac, thank you very much to Taco Mac.
I love being a spokesman for Taco Mac in Atlanta. Go to tacomac.com. They're awesome. It's iconic, and it's fun.
You say Taco Mex?
Taco Mac.
Taco Mac.
Okay, TacoMac.com.
A giant tray of wings.
Best craft on draft you've ever seen.
If you look behind you.
Hold on, you got wings from a taco place?
Oh, yeah, we did. No,
Taco Mac. They're famous for their buffalo wings.
Famous for their wings.
Oh, see, I didn't know that.
Famous for
them.
So if you look now, you've got a tray of wings. And leave them over there. Let's leave them over there for now.
Over there for now.
And you also have a line on the floor. Yeah. If you look underneath you there, Johnny, you got a foul line.
Oh, I do. We got a foul line.
So I'm going to give you guys an option on how do you want to do this. If you want, I'll give you 90 seconds, and you can eat as many chicken wings as you can and throw them into Chuck's mouth. Or you can do like a best of 10 or a best of 15. All right, so we've cleaned some chicken wings here, and Shaq has suggested that we do a best of 7. Yeah. Okay, so John's mic is still going there.
No. No, can't do
he's
that.
He's got to turn into an
I love Taco Mac, but I can't
turn into
that.
An eating
can't
contest.
Because I've already eaten 7. I've already eaten 7. No, I can't eat that much.
Okay. All right, so here's the deal. John's going to go first. You've cleaned some chicken
wings. I'll set a score.
You got to throw them through Chuck's mouth. Best of 7, and then Shaq will come in and try to beat whatever your score is.
And B-Dog's giving me grief.
Why?
Saying that I'm not cleaning the wing enough.
You're not. You really aren't. You're a lot of meat left on those wings. Yeah. All right. Stay behind the line.
Behind the line.
You know the deal.
Oh,
what?
His foot's on the line. Shaq called that in a heartbeat. You get back on your mic.
As if I'm taking.
You got yours.
As if I'm taking foul shot directions from Shaquille O'Neal.
Very good.
Where's Kobe? Can we get Kobe on the line?
Yeah, sure.
All right, here we go.
All right, John's first shot.
It's all technique.
Yeah, sure it is. Yeah. Miss. A miss for John on shot one.
This is not easy.
You're putting a little bit too much power behind it, too. There's one. Winner. John Kincaid, shot number 3, is a miss. They're bouncing off. The hole in Chuck's mouth is frisbee-sized, man. They should get in there. That's another miss. John is only 1 for 4. Number 5 goes through, so John's got 2. 2 to go. Number 6 goes through. John's got 3. And number 7 goes through. So John shoots 4 for 7.
So Shaq needs 5 to win.
Shaq needs to drop
and
5
from the
line. And the
dry cleaner or the carpet cleaner needs to come in.
Yeah, because most of these are on the floor.
There we go.
All right, good job, John. Are you going to stand or are you going to sit?
I'm going to sit.
Shaq's going to sit. All right, so we got to beat a score of 4 to try and take this down. By the way, if you go to our Facebook page and our social media accounts, you'll get some video here of... The guy's throwing chicken wings at Chuck's mouth. Chuck a chicken wing.
Chuck a chicken wing.
All right, Shaq, shot number 1 is a winner. Shot number 1 goes in. Shot number 2 goes in. He's 2 for 2.
Someone's done this before.
Maybe. Shot number 3 goes in. Shot number 4 goes in. Oh, no, he only needs one more to win. He's 4 for 4. He is 4 for 4.
Shaq's killing it.
There's your winner at number 5. Oh, number 6 is short. Let's see if he can go. Oh, he closed his eyes. Oh, now he's showing off. And it goes in! It goes in blindfolded. Shaq goes 6 of 7. And number 8 right in his face, just for good measure. That is pretty damn good. That is not bad. 6 of 7 for Shaquille O'Neal.
That was amazing.
That was outstanding.
Amazing. By the way, if any of our Shaqcast listeners come to Atlanta, you want to go to Taco Mac. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Sure.
Can you make it from there?
Yeah, there it is. Good job, guys. All right, so...
That was fun.
Shaq wins that game. So, wait, from the line. He's going from deep. And he dropped another one. Damn!
Nailed it.
That is the, what did you call yourself when you hit that shot in the gym?
The Steph Curry of chicken wings.
The Steph Curry of chicken wings. There it is.
All right.
All right, so that is Chuck a chicken wing. Thank you very much to Charles Barkley for starting that phenomenon. All right, so.
One more.
Are you going to go one more?
Man.
You guys are just going to eat chicken wings for the rest of the show.
I'll help.
All right, B-Dog's going to step in and help clean that plate. All right, so here's your results from our first ever Summer Shacktacular. Shaquille O'Neal wins three of our five games.
Wow.
So Shaq comes out victorious again.
On the Shaq.
If you show up, you're going down on the Shaq.
Well, there it goes.
I managed to win one.
Hey, we don't want to hear that. Play my song.
Oh, yeah.
If you show up.
There it is. It's going down.
I'm going to teach him how to
throw a chicken wing at your ass.
Eat a chicken wing. I'll tell you this.
It's going down.
Chicken wings is a nice little addition to the Shaq cast.
Yeah.
Nice addition. To the
they
show.
Need to bring those every week.
We appreciate
man.
It. Great stuff.
I can't stay away from chicken wings or Krispy Kremes.
No, for real.
By the way, happy birthday to Krispy Kreme,
yes,
too.
We
just passed it.
That's right. We just missed it.
Yeah. And I expect that there will be delivered to our office.
Of course they will.
Yeah, we've heard that one before.
So thank you very much to our friends at Taco Mac
thank
here
you,
in Atlanta
Taco
for
Mac.
Providing the wings. Thank you very much to Bleacher Report.
And thanks, Charles, for
and
the big opening to shoot through.
Thanks for Chuck's large mouth that we got to throw chicken wings into today.
Absolutely fun.
That
Remember,
was a lot of fun. Oh, we're going for the bottle now. Hold on.
Hashtag Shaqcast. B-Dog, get out of the way.
Watch out.
Hashtag Shaqcast. Oh. That's a little too big to get through.
I think Shaq just likes throwing stuff at Charles' face.
And Charles, we appreciate Charles being a part of the show today.
Oh, man.
This is our craziest game ever. And we appreciate it.
In the studio
Great
here.
Job.
Thank
hey,
you so much.
Hashtag Shaqcast, me at podcast one.
More chicken wings flying.
And that's awesome.
We might have started a bad trend here.
And remember, at Shaq, at John Kincaid, at Rob Jenners. We'll see you next week. Subscribe at podcast one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything is fine.
The Big Podcast with Shaq is a presentation of Podcast One. Follow Shaq on Twitter at Shaq and follow Kincaid at John Kincaid. Also, check out the podcast page on Facebook for photos, behind-the-scenes video, and more. New episodes are available every Monday at PodcastOne.com. That's PodcastOne.com.
If you like the show, you can now also get behind-the-scenes video clip from our recordings on the new Bleacher Report app. The new design makes it easier to get my podcast highlights and other great content and share an experience with other sports fans. Just scroll through your home or mainstream to find me. The interface is cleaner and easier to navigate, which makes it simpler for you to get content you want fast, like Charles Barkley headed to the buffet fast. In addition to a new logo and enhanced scores experience, Bleacher Report also introduced the Fire Stream, a one-stop section for the hottest viral sports videos. More than 100 million people use the app each month, and it keeps growing. So go get the new Bleacher Report app today.